Justin Fluke with you, visiting with Kurt Heisler, talking Holton Wildcat girls basketball. Holton has a three-game win streak as we speak, including a victory against Riverside in a makeup game Tuesday this week, 44-38. But let's go back to the Tonganoxie tournament, Coach, and talk about your team responding after the opening round loss. You get a couple good wins, beating Tonganoxie, the host, by three, and then a win by 8 points as well on Saturday to finish out that tournament. So you go 2-1 in the tournament, you have to feel pretty good. I know a little bit disappointed with the opening round loss, but you definitely got to see some different teams, and seemed like your team probably got a little better last week.
Yeah, I think it was a really good tournament for us in a lot of different ways. Going 2-1 in that tournament, very competitive tournament. Good quality teams, physical play. It was a good challenge for us, and like the way our team responded on Friday and Saturday. We played a good ball game first round against Bonner Springs. We just had a stretch where we couldn't stop them and we couldn't find the basket. But against Tonganoxie and Blue Valley West, I thought our girls really competed hard, and they gritted out some tough situations and play down the stretch in both ball games to earn a couple of victories down there.
Like you mentioned, you know, a couple stretches this season, still in some games to where the offense seems to disappear for a little bit, but man, the defense has been consistent. I mean, I look at your last few games and, you know, the points that you're giving up are going to continue to give you a chance to stay in every ball game if your defense keeps playing like this.
Yeah, that's been our calling card. This group, they get after it and they defend well. I feel like we're a pretty good defensive team, a good rebounding team, and we've got to continue to do those things, and we're continuing to work and grow on offense. We're not going to be a team that's going to score 55 or 60 points a game, but we're getting more and more balance. More kids are stepping forward and looking to make plays, and I think the more that happens, we're a little bit more difficult to guard and provide more weapons for us on offense.
Yeah, Stacey Bond had a good tournament offensively, kind of providing a spark. Of course, Macy Patch and Lindsay Wisdom continue to be pretty consistent. They were both in double figures and had a good night on Tuesday against Riverside. That was a good win and a week in which you thought maybe you'd have a little bit more time, but certainly good to get that game in on Tuesday night. And what did you, I guess, take from that game? I mean, the night where the threes weren't falling, you needed to do some other things offensively and contain their big post player inside, which you kind of did when it mattered there down the stretch Tuesday.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. It was kind of a slow starting game for both teams offensively. And then the pace of the game really changed and it went to a more up-tempo game and the floor opened up for both teams. And it was a little different style than what we played in our previous three games down in the tournament. And so we made some adjustments with what we were doing on offense and defense. And I think they did too. I thought we rebounded the ball really well. We kept their best player off of the boards. I think she had 4 or 5 rebounds for the night. But, we struggled at times, especially in the fourth quarter, taking good care of the basketball. And those are things we got to get better at. Close out basketball games.
You bet. Chapman, the final non-league game on Friday night. That's another home game for Holton, and then home against Jeff West to start the second time through the Big 7 League schedule next week. Hopefully you can build on these three straight wins. Coach, girls seem to have some good confidence, closing out some close wins in that stretch as well, as you've won 4 out of your last 5. So best of luck on Friday, and as always, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, Justin.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the 7-5 Lady Wildcats. We'll talk Holton boys basketball right after this.